Dr. Pinsky dictating a female IME on June 23rd regarding Alexine, A-L-E-X-I-N-E, Brown. Alexine Brown is a 47-year-old woman who reported she was injured in a work-related motor vehicle collision on 9-8-21. Apparently she was a seatbelted driver of a van with five occupants. Apparently it was struck by another vehicle in the right rear side. Apparently there was no airbag deployment. Apparently she was jolted left and right but did not experience loss of consciousness. Apparently she went to Capitol Health Emergency Room the same day. She believes she injured her right shoulder and back as a result of this incident and underwent an MRI of the shoulder. She also came under the care of Orthopedic Institute of New Jersey, but did not undergo any surgery. She did participate in physical therapy. She completed a course of active treatment in March 2022. New paragraph per her claim petition, Ms. Brown alleges from this motor vehicle accident she sustained injuries to her head, headaches, neck, and back. Her treatment records show she was attended to by BLS personnel at the scene. She was oriented to time, place, and person. She had self-extricated from the vehicle in the roadway. There's minor damage to the rear bumper and no airbag deployment. She complained of dizziness and lightheadedness. She denied loss of consciousness, head or neck or back pain, or other generalized pain, discomfort, or other symptoms. When seen at Capitol Health Emergency Room the same day, she underwent a CAT scan of her head to be inserted here. They rendered diagnoses of motor vehicle accident as a restrained driver. She had an unremarkable workup and was advised to follow up with her primary care physician for a recheck. She also had ongoing hypertension. New paragraph, Ms. Brown went to Capitol Health Emergency Room again on 9/11/21. She complained of increased right shoulder and back pain since the motor vehicle accident on 9/8/21. She was treated and released on methocarbamol and naproxen. On exam, there was diffuse tenderness on the upper and mid back around the paraspinal muscles. New paragraph. She then came into the orthopedic care of Dr. Herschel on 9/20/21. He performed an evaluation that found decreased range of motion of the right. He performed an examination and rendered diagnoses of right shoulder pain, resolved left shoulder sprain, continued right shoulder sprain, lumbar sprain, and lumbago. X-rays of both shoulders were done in the office and negative for lesions. He wanted to continue her on conservative treatment. New paragraph on 10/21/21, she underwent an MRI of the right shoulder to be inserted here. She followed up with Dr. Herschel to review those results. Ongoing treatment was rendered by him through 1/3/22. period. He wrote she had, quote, multiple somatic complaints, injury status post-occupational claim, with resolution of lumbar sprain and significant improvement of the right shoulder girdle and left shoulder, period, end quote. He opined there was no further orthopedic curative treatment required at that juncture, and she could continue to work full duty. Period. She was deemed to be at maximum medical improvement and was discharged from care. Period. Physical exam. Extremities upper, motion of both shoulders was full in all independent spheres without crepitus or tenderness. Period. Combined active extension with internal rotation on the right was to L1 and on the left to T11. Period. Motion of the elbows, wrists, and fingers was full in all planes without crepitus, tenderness, triggering, or locking. Thrust that section is normal, shoulders normal, extremities lower. Deep tendon reflexes were 1 plus at the patella bilaterally, but 2 plus at the Achilles. Spine cervical. She was tender at the trapezius musculature bilaterally in the absence of spasm. Period. Thoracic normal, lumbar sacral. She sat comfortably at 90 degrees lumbar flexion, but actively flexed to 65 degrees. Period extension, bilateral rotation, and side bend are accomplished fully without discomfort. Period should mild, tenderness to palpation about the left sacroiliac joint, but there was none on the right. Period, the rest of that section is normal. On 9-8-21, Alexine Brown was involved in a work-related motor vehicle collision. Period, she did not sustain any direct bodily trauma, but was jolted forward and back. Period, she self-extricated from the vehicle and then was taken by emergency personnel to the emergency room. Period, she did have a CAT scan of her head. That was negative. Period. After release from the emergency room, she followed up with Dr. Herschel. Period, he treated her conservatively with physical therapy. Period, right shoulder MRI was done on 10-21-21 to be inserted here. Period. His last visit with her was on 1-3-22 when she was cleared to continue working full duty and had a benign clinical exam. Period. New paragraph, the current examination found Ms. Brown had full range of motion of the shoulders where provocative maneuvers were negative. Period, she was neurologically intact. Period, she had full range of motion of the cervical spine, where Sperling's maneuver was negative for radiculopathy. Period, she had somewhat variable motion about the lumbar spine. Period, however, neither sitting nor supine straight leg raises maneuvers elicited only low back pain or radicular symptoms below the knee. Period, new paragraph, there is 0% permanent partial total disability referable to the right shoulder, comma, left shoulder, comma, neck, comma, head, comma, or back. Period. End.